You've all danced at some time, haven't you? Because we learn to dance as kids, don't we? It's natural. We can't stop. We can't keep still, can we? You know, it's continuous. We're dancing all the time. But then what happens? What happens? We grow up. We grow up, don't we? Some of you are feeling very self-conscious at this point. Who you're in between. You're not sure. You really want to dance, but you think you ought not to dance. And we grow two left feet, don't we? And we learn to say, I don't dance. I can't dance. And what we mean, it's usually the men, and what we mean is, I won't dance. I won't learn to dance. Isn't it? When do you feel like dancing? When do you feel like dancing? Okay, when you're in love, sometimes. When you got something to celebrate, you know, something to celebrate, pay rise. That hasn't happened for a long while. Okay. When other people are dancing, you kind of get it, don't you? Yeah. Or in a big crowd, when you can get lost and no one's looking. Or when the music, you know, you've got a good beat going and, you know, you're starting to get involved, aren't you? You get the rhythm. How about when you come to church? Do you feel like dancing in church? Hands up if you are comfortable with dancing in church. Okay, we immediately have split the church in two. Okay, great. Okay, any kind of dancing in church? Any kind? Hands up if you think any kind of dancing is allowed in church. Oh, we really have split the church. Okay. Okay. Well, dancing is popular in many different cultures. What matters? Is it the country? Is it the type of dancing? Is it the degree to which you need to get fit and healthy to be able to do those kinds of moves? Is it the move or is it the manner? Is it in the heart or is it in the body that matters? Which is it? Hands up if you hate being asked to put your hands up. Okay. Only a few of you. Okay, that's me. I'm going to show you a picture just to prove that I can dance, okay? I can dance. Look at this one. My wife has not seen this picture, so I don't know what she thinks of me dancing, but the good news is we've already had our children. Here it is. Okay. And they're sitting in the front row to prove it. Okay, there we are. And I'm not going to embarrass you showing you how I dance. But in our Bible story, as we saw graphically illustrated, David and Michael could not agree on dancing, could they? They disagreed with each other quite strongly about dancing. Now, what was the difference between David and his wife, Michael? What was the difference? What was the difference? Was it their type of dancing? Was it what? What was it? Well, verse 16 tells us, when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. He was dancing. He was dancing and she was despising. That was the difference. Why was David dancing and why wasn't Michael dancing? If you're confused, Michael was a lady, okay? Why was he dancing and she was not dancing? Verse 15 tells us the reason. David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, while he and the whole house of Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from the window. David was dancing before the Lord, and what does it say? With the entire house of Israel. No, it wasn't the entire house of Israel, was it? Not everyone was dancing. Not everyone was out there rejoicing with the Lord. Michal wasn't, was she? She was up in the window watching. So she wasn't worshipping the Lord. She was watching from the outside looking in. And that's why she despised her husband David, who was dancing. They were worshipping. She was watching. And that's why she was bitter in her heart. I think her issue was not with David. It was with the Lord. What was David thinking, do you think? What was David thinking when he was dancing? What was he thinking? He was thanking the Lord for his blessings to them as a people and giving them the ark, giving them God's presence. David was thinking about what God had done. What was Michael thinking about? What was Michael thinking about? She was thinking about what David had done. Her eyes were on David, not David's Lord, not their Lord. Who was David thinking of? David was thinking of the Lord, not himself. Who was Michael really thinking about? Not the Lord, but herself. She was the queen. She was a very important person. And she was defensive because her husband, the king, was embarrassing her. He wasn't embarrassing himself because he wasn't thinking of himself. And he wasn't embarrassing the Lord because he was thanking the Lord. And the Lord is going to be pleased with our thanks, irrespective of how we express it. See how David replies to Michael when he comes in for supper and she gives him, you know, a piece of her mind. "I will celebrate before the Lord," he said. "I will come even more undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes, but by those slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor." And what's David saying there? What's David saying? Let's think about that. What's he saying? David was saying he is going to humble himself before the Lord. He will humble himself before the Lord, and he will trust that he will be honored before his people because he humbles himself. A leader has to have a humble view of himself if he wants to be respected. A leader who thinks he's important and arrogant and boastful is not going to be respected. A leader leads by example. And David wants to lead by example, even leading the music and singing and praising and dancing, because he had the Lord in his heart. David was willing to humble himself because he wanted to honor his Lord, and he was comfortable leaving that to his people. Michael did not honor God, and she did not humble herself. She wasn't outside worshiping God. She was up in the window looking down like a queen. She wasn't humble. And that's why she became very sad and very bitter. Now, what lessons do we learn from the story? Well, first of all, it doesn't matter what kind of dancing we do in church. What matters is what's in the heart. Are you worshiping or are you watching? Are you praising God or are you bitter in your heart? Which is it? And it doesn't matter if you like dancing or you don't like dancing. What matters is, are you dancing on the inside? Not what you're doing on the outside. And it doesn't matter if you like singing or don't like singing, or can't sing or won't sing. Well, it does. What matters is whether you want to sing on the inside. It doesn't matter if you raise your hands or you definitely do not raise your hands, even in church. What matters is if you're praising on the inside. What matters is our motives, not our moves. So the lesson here doesn't just apply to dancing, it applies to everything we do. Who did you put your clothes on for this morning? You put your clothes on to make yourself look good, or did you put them on to honor the Lord? Who are you going to school for tomorrow? Are you going to school tomorrow? You're not sure about it. You're going to school tomorrow to serve the Lord because you want to learn more about his creation, or you're doing it just to get good results? Are you going to go to work tomorrow to serve the Lord or for some other motive? Well, then you are choosing between David and Michael. You're either more like David or you're more like Michael. Is it David or Michael? Let's summarize what we've learned this morning. David and Michael. What a contrast. We're either like David or we're like Michael. Dancing or despising. Worshipping or watching. Humble or arrogant, honored. David was honored by the people, or humiliated. She was humiliated by her husband's reply. Which is it? Which are you today? I hope and pray you are like David. But if you're like Michael today, if you acknowledge that you have bitterness in your heart, that you are simply watching in on this service, and that you don't think you need God to forgive you or cleanse you or make you right, then please be aware that one day you will be very sad about that, because God wants us all like David. Maybe not taking our outer clothes off and dancing and becoming children again, but on the inside, that is precisely what he wants us to be like. Because Jesus said, unless you become like a little child who dances, you will never, ever, ever enter the kingdom of God. So let's all become like children today. Children that love to dance spontaneously. Let's pray together. Lord, we think of the Apostle Peter, who learnt this lesson the hard way. He boasted about what he was going to do for Jesus before he understood all that Jesus had done for him. Lord, help us to reflect upon this verse and make it our prayer today, and maybe even memorize it this coming week. Peter wrote, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time." Lord, we thank you for the example of David and the way that he humbled himself before you, and that you honored him and lifted him up to make him the greatest king your people had ever had. Lord, thank you for the gift of our bodies and the way in which we can use them in our voices and our hands and our feet to express our praise and thanks to you. Help us in this coming week, whether we're dancing or not on the outside, to be dancing on the inside with praise and thanksgiving for all that you've given us in our Lord Jesus Christ.